Therefore, wishing to deflate their arrogance and to highlight that, in regards to these things, they should not be proud but rather feel shame, he first teases them, saying, "You have reigned without us," as if he had said, "I believe that the present is not a time of honor or glory, which are things you are enjoying, but of persecution and insult, which we are enduring. However, if it isn't so, if this is actually the time of reward, then as far as I can see, you, the disciples, have practically become kings, but we, the teachers and apostles, who are the most deserving of the reward, have not only fallen far behind you, but also, as individuals sentenced to death or condemned criminals, spend our lives entirely in dishonor, danger, and hunger? Yes, mocked as fools, driven away, and suffering all kinds of unbearable conditions.